When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Call it 20. Looking for you right now, just after 10 o'clock, to win yourself some tickets. Part of K-Rock summer ticket blowout. Up for grabs, the Lumineers will be in your future. And there's many shows happening over the next few months. We're almost in Johnny's favorite time of the year, Jason. July, August, September, October, November. He believes that is the greatest stretch of fun things going on. Doesn't get the glory of the holidays, doesn't get the glory of, you know, springtime. But he says, Jason, that five-month stretch, that's where the good stuff happens. And we will prove that to you by getting you into shows all summer long. Lumineers tickets up for grabs right now. Call it 20, 800-520-1067. And then Nicole Alvarez will have Bleachers for you. And I think she's got some Lord coming up at 21 Pilots and The Offspring later today with Kevin Ryder. So just keep listening and be ready to claim your tickets and be a part of K-Rock's summer ticket blowout. If you're new to the show, nice to meet you. My name's Klein. That is Allie.
Morning.
We got DJ Omar Khan there.
Hello.
Jake Z Nerd. And he's a big fan of what he calls cord shorts, corduroy shorts. He'll be wearing them all summer long. In the back room, taking the calls feverishly now, you got Postmaster Johnny and producer Vanessa. And lots to get into this hour on the show, including but not limited to, hope we have time for this all. There's so much stuff scheduled, and I can't believe that we're already in our summer hour. This is our bonus hour.
We need
hour.
To do an additional hour to make up for it.
We got don't say that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Our boss here is in the hallway and goes, well, hold on a minute.
Are you guys serious about staying until 12? Because why not? At this point, you're already here. We're already underpaying you. Why don't we underpay you a little more? You know?
It's the Odyssey way.
It's the Odyssey way. It's right there in the creed that hangs on the wall that we look at every day.
They took down that Magic Happens.
Magic Happens.
They took that down already? Tragic Happens. Says what says. We'll get into petty claims this hour. And also, we've got stuff to give you. Tickets and much more. A tiny towel in your future this hour as well. Can't wait for that. If you need us, phones 800-520-1067. Come back with your winner next on K-Rock. Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, and a lot of people on the phones right now, but it's not just because they want to say hi or they appreciate the show, Alley. It's because they want stuff, and we understand, and we're cool with that. It's a transactional relationship. Colin?
Yo, hey, Klein, hey, Alley.
You are caller 20.
Ooh, heck yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Lumineers in your future, and just when you think we can't be more supportive of the LA community by saying buy tacos, we can also support our white people by saying the Lumineers.
And saying heck yeah.
So good job. Enjoy. Hold on, Colin, all right?
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Klein, you're good at giving gifts to people when you're, you know, when there's like a death in the family or a birthday. I feel like you're a thoughtful person.
I thought I was, but last year I gave my dad a Father's Day gift and I just got the finished product and apparently it was a total fail. I signed, you know, he likes reading books, so I assumed if he liked reading books, which I don't know how I hate reading so much. I sent him one of these things where basically it sends him an email every week for a year and asks him a question about his life. And then at the end of the year, it puts all of his answers into a story. And then it sends it to him as like a book. And it's a book of your life.
Oh, that sounds like so much work.
Yeah, I guess that's what he thought too, because I got the book in the mail. I don't know if they realized. I guess I paid for the package where they send him a copy and send me a copy. And the book has the first question answered by him, which was like, what was your favorite memory growing up? And then the rest of the pages were all blank. He never did it again. He only did it one time. Never again.
But you know what? You did think of something and it was a thoughtful
gift. I put way too much thought into gifts.
So my dad had to have a procedure done and it ended up being, he's fine.
Cosmetic?
No.
Hair transplant?
No. Man, he would really need to do a long transplant process. He's got nothing left up there. But he had, there was like this troubling thing on his lung. And they were like, let's take it out because it could be cancer. We don't know. If they took it out, it wasn't cancer, but glad they got it out anyway. But point being, he is now in the hospital. And my stepmom, you know, updated me, said, hey, dad's out of surgery. Here's the room number. And I was like, the room number?
Oh, you gotta go.
And I was like, Is the room number there so that I can call the room phone? Is the room number being shared with me because I am supposed to send something to the room?
Yeah, probably you are supposed to. How long was he in for?
Well, he was only supposed to be staying overnight. So, like, he's getting out today.
So, one night.
Yeah.
No, you can't. You don't have to send. One night? One night
is... But where's the hospital? Is it local?
No, it's far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should drive.
It's like an 8.5 hour drive.
Yeah, well, if you care. If you care.
I'll get, but I'm like, what do you even send somebody where I think he's out, but he's not really able to eat anything. Like, he's on painkillers and he's on, like, a liquid diet. He's not big on booze. He is Coors Light guy. That's all
he
wants.
Are you asking her, are you asking why she gave you the room number? Like, is she expecting you to do something?
Do you think she shared the room number with me expecting that I should... take advantage of that somehow by sending something, by sending flour. Like, my dad wouldn't care about flowers.
No, there's nothing worse than sending something to someone in the hospital and then they're gone and it goes to some other sick person. You don't want that.
Just some guy getting a carrot cake.
Yeah, like, I don't even know this guy. Exactly. This guy.
But I'm also like, all of his favorite things are probably food related and he can't eat any of that stuff. So what do I get for somebody who... is fine is getting out of the hospital. Do I give him something later when he can enjoy like his favorite carrot cake?
What I would do is just send, you know, that people do those like erotic photo shoots. You do one of those.
What? Of myself?
No, not of him.
He's in the hospital bed. What are you talking about?
I don't want to kill him.
Your stepmom does it.
No.
Why not?
My gift to him would be my stepmother in a bikini?
Something like lingerie.
Like a boudoir. Don't they call those boudoir photos?
That is
talking
her
something?
Department.
A boudoir photo shoot.
No.
Trust me. I'm going to tell you right now.
I don't know why you have to sexualize everything.
Send him a stripper instead.
Yeah.
Well, now that's an idea.
Guys, don't want flowers and they don't want plants because that's what they decided. Who even knows what a succulent is? I don't. But the reality is that, you know, guys don't want that stuff. Women, it's easy if you can always just send some version of flowers or something that was living that's now
in
a pot.
Here's an orchid.
Right.
I would love an orchid.
That's my point. And I hope you get a terrible accident. I'll happily send you an orchid.
Okay.
But guys don't want any of that stuff. And even like balloons or any of those stupid things, I don't think guys care about that either. Food is
my dad would like an electronic toy, like something that he can fiddle with. That's what he enjoys, is just tinkering with something.
But you're not going to give him an iPad because he had a surgery. That's a crazy.
No, and he's also not an Apple man.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you can probably get him a...
strictly Microsoft, Google.
Get him one of those other tablets for probably $5 or something like that. Those things are nothing.
So, should I just opt for nothing? Because I'm not doing boudoir photos.
I think you go with nothing. I mean, at this point, he's going to be out by the time you get anything to him anyway.
I know. So, like, the time frame where I have to send something is so small.
But I think you can send something to the house and just say... What I would do, I'm being serious. Whatever his favorite food would be. I know he can't eat now.
Have him write about it over the course of a year. Turn it into a book.
You send him a picture of his favorite food, text him, and then say, this is waiting for you at home when you can eat. And then the guy will salivate but get excited for whatever it is.
And then I send it?
You put it in the fridge. Dry ice. Most of these food delivery things, they dry ice.
Well, I read about sending sympathy soup, which is probably...
It's crap.
What do you mean it's crap? Have you done it?
No, but... He doesn't want soup.
Everyone loves
summer.
Soup.
Yeah.
Hot summer soup. It's the summer of soup.
No, he doesn't want. How about a sympathy steak, Allie, or sympathy shrimp? We're all thinking it, guys. Huh?
Now that's an idea.
That's a treat. Two words that make everybody instantly happier, free tacos, and two words that make everybody instantly not happy, jury duty. But in this particular case, you are going to be on a jury. It's going to be for a petty claims court battle that is going to take place live over the radio on K-Rock and on YouTube involving Cass and her husband, Jose. I don't know what the issue is. They're going to share with us in a moment why they felt the need to bring their problems to petty claims court, but you have a very important job ahead of you. Should you choose to accept it, and you have no choice but to accept it, you will listen to both of them make the arguments, and you will determine who's right and who's wrong.
In the legal system, cases are tried from Supreme Courts to small claims court. But what about stuff that's too small for small claims court? This is petty claims court.
Hold up!
All right, we got the gavel, which means we're taking this seriously here. And once again, the first 100 texts will determine who wins and who loses. The number to interact, 800-520-1067.
Yeah, and you can also vote on the YouTube live stream as well. Oh. We have a NetBanger vote as well that I tabulate now with the text messages.
Thank you, NetBangers. You are not forgotten. Hey, good morning, Cass.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on K-Rock with us. Does your husband know why you've brought him to petty claims court?
He might have an idea.
Okay. And this is a problem that's been happening for a while, or is it a relatively new problem?
Oh, yeah. It goes as far as we've been dating.
And how long have you been dating?
So we've been together for 13, now married for 7 years.
So dated for a solid, let me just do some basic math.
I don't know if we have time. Hold on.
I'm going to get there eventually.
Don't give him the answer.
You dated for 20 years and then got married?
There's no 20.
Okay, well, close enough. Anyway, the point is you dated, he did something, it bothered you. He still does it now, and you're still with him, so clearly it can't be that big of a problem, but is it one of those little petty things that has gotten progressively worse or bothers you more as the years go on?
I have to always tell him and remind him that it bothers me.
Okay. Let me just see if he knows why he's even here. Hold on, and then you'll tell us. Hey, Jose, good morning.
Rockton Penny Lines.
Am I right? You're already swaying the jury.
Cass, your wife of a few years, who knows, is upset with you for something that she says you've been doing the entire time you've been together. Do you know what it is?
Allegedly cutting my toenail, my nails.
Cutting them, and what do you mean cutting
just
your toenails?
Just cutting them?
We had a whole case where some guy, someone was mad that her husband never cut his toenails.
I know, and then I think we realized that he had like a deep fear, remember?
Yeah, he was terrified because when he was a kid, he'd cut his toe or something.
Oh.
So wait, what is your issue? You cut your toenails and what?
No, yeah, she doesn't like that I cut my nails. I cut them in the car. I cut them in the bathroom. And, you know, I have nice nails. And so, you know, she doesn't want me to scratch her. I can cut them during sex or whatever. I can cut them at any time.
You said bathroom, which makes perfect sense, and then you said car and during sex, which are not appropriate locations.
Well, I do have nice nails.
Some people are nail obsessed, and if they're doing any task and they notice that one of their nails is a little long or a little off, they cannot even continue to function with their life until they immediately remedy that problem.
Yeah.
It's like a weird OCD thing, kind of. But Cass, is he explaining this the way you would, or no?
No, so he's right. He'll cut them anywhere, mostly in the bathroom. My problem is that he leaves the clippings.
Oh, okay.
He will not clean them up. What? And I always tell him, go outside, do it in the shower, somewhere where the nails will collect, because I do not like seeing them around the counter or the floor.
Okay, but I don't mean to fully defend Jose. For the most part, nail clippings are transparent. They're usually pretty small. It's not like you walk into the bathroom and it's just littered with nail clippings everywhere, right? I mean, it's a few here, a few there.
No, it can be the entirety of his hand and his toes.
So you're saying there'd be 20 nails? Let me do some math here. Hold on.
Oh, yes.
You're telling me there's
40... many years as you've been married, are nails on the ground?
You're saying that you'll walk in and there are 20 nails. And if he's cutting them that often, they can't be these big. Sometimes people get rid of a toenail and the thing is so big, Allie, it looks like it's, like the size of a quarter.
Yes,
or something.
But then there are people who are regular maintenance toe, you know, that like you said, they're
shards.
They do it regularly, so it's just these little slivers, and those are not a problem. And they do, when you clip your nails, some of them do fly, and you don't know where they go.
I was like trapped, I was like being in Nam.
Exactly.
I don't think it's exactly like being in Nam, but yes.
It's exactly like that. Jake's right.
So, Cass, you step on them, you find them. What is the issue? You just see them and it grosses you out?
I find them. You mentioned 20, but it's more than that because he doesn't do it all in one go. It's not like one sliver. It's like multiple clips, and so it's like pieces going everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm just like in the bathroom getting ready, and I'm finding them, and it grosses me out.
How do you know they're not yours?
Sometimes in the living room, too.
No chance they're yours, Cass?
No, because I always do them outside. I always contain them. Like, because I don't like it myself, I'm not going to do that myself.
I do feel like I always run into guys that have been banned from their, like, a lot of areas when it comes to clipping their toenails. Like, every time you hear about some man doing it on a subway, I'm like, that guy got kicked out of his house. Like, he was doing it in his house, and somebody told him, you stop doing that in here.
You guys had an intervention on me for clipping my nails at my desk here at work.
Because you were banned from doing it at your
house.
I'm
not allowed to shave or clip my nails in my own bathroom at home. I've been banned.
But it has to be done.
Of course.
And it's hard to pick up all the leave-ins because they...
It's not that hard to pick up the leave-ins.
No, but
you
they...
You always miss one.
Yeah, because they do fly all over. You don't know. It's like, guys, a zigging and a zagging.
He's not making the effort. She's not upset because she finds a leave-in every once in a while. She says she's finding piles on the regular of 20 to 30 leave-ins in every pile.
In my defense.
Uh-huh.
If I may.
Yes.
I am the bathroom cleaner-upper, so I'm like, I'll get to it. I'll get to it, and I do.
That's a good point. Hey, by the way, before you vote, because right now the text line is already very heavy cast winning this one, but if you are the bathroom cleaner-upper and your theory is I will get to that pile when I clean the bathroom, that is a valid argument.
Yeah, and I mean...
But he doesn't live alone, right? I'm using that bathroom, too.
How often,
he
Jose...
He can dream.
How often are you cleaning up the bathroom?
Oh, deep clean easily, like once a week.
So you've got like 3 or 4 days max of walking on toe clippings, and that's not very many.
But the thing is, now we have a son, and he's doing it with our son as well. So now it's double.
Oh, he's teaching his son, passing it down,
leaving the clippings because he doesn't believe they have to go anywhere. Now,
they're baby clippings. They're so tiny.
All right. Well, listen.
Yeah, those I feel like just dissolve.
If you're just joining us right now, we're in the middle of a heated battle. Petty claims court. Cass says her husband of a few years. They dated for a few years before that. No one actually knows the number, but he has been clipping his toenails, fingernails, leaves them wherever he clips them. If he clips them on the couch watching TV, what do? Pile them up and leave them like on the side of the couch, or?
No, I try to clean it because I don't want to be the nagging wife, but when I have seen him and tell him, like, you're going to let them fly everywhere, he's like, I'm going to be cleaning them up. Hours later, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I make him clean it because I'm trying to show him, like, look, I told you you were going to clean it up, and you haven't, and they're still here. So it's 50-50, depends on the situation. But I have told him, like, go outside, and he's like, oh, clean them up.
But do you appreciate, Cass, do you appreciate the fact that you're married to a guy? Because a lot of women, I think, would say, oh, my husband's gross. He doesn't take care of himself.
Oh, my God. Have you seen long nails on a guy, like a straight guy who's just unkempt?
Aren't you at least appreciative that his hands are...
Well-maintained.
Sounds like he's got some real well-maintained hands. I mean, borderline, Vanessa, time to play the clip, you know? Right?
Well, don't even get me started on toenails. Because they're not even nice-looking. They're, like, pointy, triangular... He doesn't even cut his toenails to look pretty.
Oh, really?
The important thing is that I'm maintained. I can hold your hand, not scratch you. I think that's what the listeners want to know is, do I scratch you or not?
But no one asked
that. No one wants
but
to.
But that's okay.
I think we need to know about your triangle toes.
Ten seconds of closing arguments, and then this will turn into an actual vote on the text line at 800-520-1067. Someone will be right. Someone will be wrong. Relationships all about scorekeeping. Every expert knows that.
No.
So here we go. 10 seconds. Cass, you get the first 10 seconds. Go ahead.
I'm glad you maintain your nails. Just clean up the clippings. Don't let them fly everywhere.
All right, Jose, 10 seconds.
All right. I think as a nail cleaner upper, I think that I will get to it, and you'll have a nice clean restroom with a sweet throne that you can sit on and occasionally see my nail or two.
All right. The voting can officially begin. We'll come back with the exciting conclusion of this petty claims court. It's listener Cass and her husband, Jose, at least for now. And he leaves his clippings wherever he damn well pleases. I heard car. We heard during sex, although I think that was an exaggeration. Mm-hmm. And we'll come back with the conclusion. So get us your text right now. Let's decide who's sleeping on the couch tonight here on the world famous K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, almost done with the episode today, if you want to call the show an episode. But we do have to get to the conclusion of Petty Claims Court. And we'll give you another song, do some takeaways, turn it over to Nicole Alvarez, and she'll have tickets for you in about 25 minutes for you to go see Bleachers. She's also got some Shine Down and Bush tickets for you, and Lord tickets. So we'll continue with the summer ticket blowout on K-Rock. Right now we've got a relationship. We'll see if we can battle. Last through the petty claims court. It's interesting you learn about the life cycle of relationships. We met a couple, or talked to a couple on the phone earlier this week. Was it yesterday? That just got married, newlyweds, been married 4 days. 4 days of marriage. They were so full of hope and love.
I know. They only saw the good in each other.
Got a couple that's been married for 7 years. That 7 year itch is legitimate. Cass is on the phone. Jose is on the phone. She's accused her husband of cutting his nails all the time wherever he is and leaving the piles where they may fall. He claims he's the cleaner. He'll get to them eventually. Mm. Heated text voting going through. You guys understand that when we read the ruling here, Petty Claims Court, it is final, right?
Right.
Okay.
All right.
He's bracing.
I'm just letting
bracing
you know.
Himself.
So here
look,
we go.
A lot of people have weighed in on this. 562 had a great suggestion. Why don't you do the nail salon approach? They put a washcloth down, and then they pick up the washcloth that all with all the clippings that have accumulated, and they throw that in the trash can.
You could use a tiny towel for that. One of the Vanessa tiny towels.
415, I vote for Cass, and as punishment, if Jose leaves his clippings behind, he should have to put them in his food. 562 said, Cass is being a nagging wife. Let those clippings fly.
Let them fly, baby.
714, let the man clip his nails. He's teaching the kid hygiene, and if he cleans the dirty toilet, just let the man live. But I have tabulated all the votes from the text line and from the live stream, and it does turn out that, Cass, you are in the right, and you have claimed victory in this edition of Petty Claims Court.
Cass.
Thank you.
You brought your husband here. You knew what would happen. He now, unfortunately, is found guilty, which means that there must be a solution to this problem immediately. And I think that as much as I would love you to have to force you to put all of these clippings you find in his food, that doesn't seem fair, and it seems a little disgusting. So for each clipping you find, your husband will owe you $20 cash.
Oh, my God. That's a lot
of
money.
I'll take that. Yep,
and that will add up quickly.
She's going to be scouring the floor.
Women be shopping. You know what they say, right? So I recommend that you keep your clippings where she cannot find them, or you will have to give her $20 per clipping. And if you are truly doing all hands, all toes at all times, Allie, that's like $10,000.
That's not how that works.
Thank you for joining us on Petty Claims Court. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Sorry about your marriage. We're going to wrap up the show with some takeaways from today's show. Eventful show. Lots going on. We will get to all of that after Somber. This is called Undressed on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Let's get out of here. Sorry about that. Summer hours. We don't really know what's going on this hour, but we're here anyway, at least for now. Nicole Alvarez will be in here in a few moments. She's got tickets to bring you and much more. We'll do takeaways, and then the best part can officially begin when we leave. If you are not paying attention to today's show, just a couple of reminders that are important to us. Allie has officially will be playing these two children in pickleball on Friday at a place in Santa Monica. Vanessa, what's the name of the place we're going to go to?
Pickle Pop.
What?
Pickle Pop. Okay. Like a pickle.
Yeah, I got it. Thank
that
you.
That pops.
All right. She will be... Allie will
pickle,
be...
Pickle, as in pickle.
High noon on Friday. We will be at Pickle Pop. And Allie
but
will
what
be,
does it mean?
And Allie will be battling two children. Did the 11-year-olds confirm that they can play then? Does it fit their summer schedule? Or
it fits their summer schedule.
Okay, great.
And wait, do we know if they have experience?
They don't have experience. I don't know this.
No, I thought the dad said that they've played a few times. But
I think they play off and on.
Yeah, off and on, but he still thinks they could beat you.
Huh, okay. So I just brushed up on the rules, and by brushed up, I mean learned for the first time. So I think I'm ready.
Great.
There's only like three rules. That's it. That's what's great.
Allie will be battling. And once again, I just want to point out, Allie does have a handicap, and she's still going to go and play these children. Here is her handicap. She talked about it earlier today in the show.
Now I have fleas.
And herpes.
I have herpes and fleas.
So she has herpes and fleas, but she's still going to...
I thought she was a handicap.
She's going to overcome that and battle those kids on Friday. If you'd like to come, the woman who owns this place, who called us, by the way, nice lady, she said that, Jane said that they got bleachers there and that they can accommodate people. So
and if drinks.
If you'd like to make signs and come and heckle and spectate.
Bet on who
gamble,
you think is going to win.
Friday, this is just added to our schedule for the week. Santa Monica, Pickle Pop, noon, Allie versus children playing pickleball.
I don't know how long games are supposed to last and how many points we're supposed to score, so I don't know how long this will take, but be there.
I'm sure we'll be over this bit pretty quickly, so I think we'll
From 12 to 12:05.
Yeah, I'll probably give it a half an hour and call it a day. But someone did point out, though, that now that you can legally drink in Santa Monica outside, maybe we make a day of it. We just stick around and start drinking on the promenade. So.
Oh, that sounds great.
Anyway, that's the plan.
We'll have Vanessa get audio of everyone.
Yeah, we're gonna announce this before it's officially been vetted by the lawyers here that'll probably try to shut it down, so let's just remember Friday. Pickle Pop, Santa Monica, us, Allie, children. It's going to be great. All right. Also, we're enforcing and asking that you please continue to eat tacos and share with us all of the tacos you're eating. Tag us, Klein Alley Show. The tally has been going up throughout the show. We're getting closer to 2,000 now. Where we left off, we were at 1,000-something. But all show long, we've been getting a ton of people pledging how many tacos they will eat to support neighbors and friends. and be on the right side of history with this one and eat some tacos for a good cause. That cause is you, and that cause is showing support for some of the many taco people, taco trucks that have been so drastically, a lot of them have not even been able to open up, which is really sad. That's why we're trying to do this, to get some money for the ones that are still open, but let's go ahead and make it happen. All right, takeaways, what do we got?
818, my takeaway is Klein thinks Pam Anderson should get some makeup.
Okay, that's out of context.
It's not.
You literally said, get some makeup. You said, whatever, get some makeup. 818, my takeaway is shrimpy, 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 shrimpy.
Yeah, I don't have my
kid
singing it.
That would be from Klein's kid, who is also a big shrimpin' fan. 909, my takeaway is go Lady Lakers. Another problematic thing Klein said today about women. 213, my takeaway is that Joel McHale is carrot top ripped. 310, my takeaway is, ay, Dios mío. 562, my takeaway is Siri needs to shut the F up when you're getting pegged. Man. And 626, my takeaway is Klein is the Pied Piper of fleas.
Wild show today. Just wild. All sorts of things. If you missed any of it, check out the podcast. Goes with the show. You can listen in its entirety, uninterrupted, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, check us out on YouTube because we are there. If you got the chance to look at some of the video of Allie practicing her pickleball with our stand-in child played by Vanessa.
I even beat your ass.
Convincing child. Allie, your takeaway from today's show.
My takeaway is if you want to objectify someone in the NBA, objectify Vlade the Body.
Vlade the Body. Men have been getting objectified for their body in sports for years. Just look at the great Laker, Vlade the Body. Omar, takeaway?
My takeaway is that Vanessa's mom's losing it.
She is. She's lost it. Completely lost it. Luckily, Vanessa gave her the wrong information. It's not Home Goods. It's shutting down. It's some other store.
At Home.
And finally, you have a takeaway, Jake the Nerd.
Yeah, a new word for hoo-ha is side thigh.
Got to check out that side thigh. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow, try to
do it.
It
was my side thigh. It was most definitely right in the middle.
It was my side thigh.
Have a great day. We'll do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. Stick around for Nicole Alvarez next on K.